And here we are, Scott Spears, live on location from Tony Paco's, the most famous hot dog restaurant in the world, in Toledo, Ohio, on what is a very special day for WWGH Radio and certainly the city of Marion, Ohio. 25 years ago to the day, March the 1st, 1994, Mary Ellen Withrow was sworn in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton. Now, this is only the second person in the history of Marion, Ohio, to go to national office for Marion. Only person, I think, in the history of public offices to serve on the local, state, and national level as Treasurer of the United States. And it happened 25 years ago today. Mary Ellen joins us here at Tony Paco's. Mary Ellen, what do you remember about 25 years ago?
Well, I remember I was nervous. And I remember making sure everybody shook hands with everybody. And it was a huge crowd there that I didn't get to see the people till after it was over. But my family was all there. And Al Gore swore me in along with Lloyd Benson. And it was a great day.
Absolutely. Now, that day, was there any particular reason March the 1st was chosen?
I don't know that it was. That's what told me to be there, so I was there. I can't tell you if they had, it didn't seem to have any special significance as far as I knew.
It certainly was a great day. The crowd that showed up for your swearing in was tremendous.
Yes, it was. At the Treasury, in the cash room, which is supposedly the most beautiful room in Washington. At least it was when it was built. And I think it probably still is because
of the
work.
A lot of people from Marion made the threat.
Yes. Yeah, they did.
See this happen.
Yeah, right. And then we had a blizzard come when it was over. It started and it just got worse and worse. Everybody was worried about getting home. And the next day it was really difficult in Washington. I remember I didn't have any boots, and it was hard getting around.
Well, the weather today is certainly good.
Yes,
we'll
it's
take
lovely.
This weather on
yes.
March the 1st.
Right.
Now, Scott Radel is Vice President here at Tony Paco's. Now, Scott, tell us a little bit of the background of this great establishment here in Toledo.
Well, it opened in 1932 by Tony Paco Sr., and it was in the middle of some pretty tough times, if you think back to that era, and just opened for a lot of, this was the Hungarian village, Birmingham. A lot of the folks here were blue-collar, and they worked to bring boats up and back and forth through the Maumee River. And at that time, people were challenged financially, and so a hot dog at that time was like 10 cents. So Tony decided to cut it in half and charge everybody a nickel.
Hey.
So that was 1932. Over the years, it has been a favorite place for the folks in Toledo, and something that Toledo folks in all of Ohio, I think, is pretty proud of the restaurant. Back in the early 70s, Burt Reynolds is the person who signed the first hot dog. It was actually a real hot dog and fun. And whereas today, we found very soon after when we had people sign it that they deteriorate over time and get shrink. And right now, the only bun that we have that was signed on the original hot dog bun is Jimmy Carter. And so over the years, we've had thousands of people sign hot dog buns. Now it's a foam replica of a bun, so they are preserved and are on the walls here and all the other four restaurants in the world.
Now, so Burt Reynolds was the first person to do this. Was there any significance or reason?
Someone asked him for a signature. He was in town for a musical, Rain Man. It was over at the Stranahan or Masonic, he was here and he came by a couple different times when he was in town and enjoyed the restaurant. But someone just asked him to sign something, and he reached down and found a hot dog bun and figured that was a good idea.
Now, the television series MASH coincided with a great popularity here in town person, Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr.
How did that all happen?
Well, Jamie Farr was initially, from my understanding, going to be on the show just for cameos.
And they had a $100 bill, and the signature bill had just come out, and I wondered how they got it so fast. But they had one, yeah.
So it's a tremendous period of time. Now, Scott Mary Ellen will autograph this bun, and it will go on the walls here?
Yes.
To be displayed. How long have some of these buns been on the wall?
Well, we have some. These are more of the more recent that we've had in the last year. But there are some that were back to the mid-70s that were signed. I think Burt Reynolds came back and signed a styrofoam bun, and that would have been in probably 73, 74.
It's turned out to be a great tradition. Now, how many people come and look at these buns from around the world?
We've quite a few. We have, I really don't have a way of determining how many have, but this restaurant is very busy in the summertime, and people plan out their trips around stopping at Paco's for lunch or dinner, and literally you can play the license tag game with cars parked in the parking lot, seeing the cars from Alaska there, and obviously Florida is pretty popular, and every state in the United States has probably had a car in our parking lot at one point in time.
What's the most popular way for people to eat their hot dogs, the most popular item here?
The original hot dog has mustard, onions, and the hot dog sauce. Some folks add cheese to it, but that's the way that it's served. Some people don't choose to have the onions on it because they don't like onions. But most people get the original hot dog with everything on it.
Now, what are some of the other things people can order here when they come?
I was a child, I was a little bit different, and we still have our stuffed cabbage, and we had folks come in and they look at our menu. We had, a menu analysis professional come in, and every time he looks at our numbers, he goes, "I can't believe how much cabbage you guys sell."
Popular.
The stuffed cabbage is tremendous. It's still one of my favorites. Our chili. We have chicken paprikash, which is a Eastern European Hungarian dish, which is chicken breast on our dumplings, which we make from scratch, and then chicken gravy. We have roast beef; that's pretty popular. Our fried pickles are very popular. Our original pickles that are battered, and we sell those as an appetizer, and our I guess our original pickles and our Sweet Hots are pickles are very good. They're in a lot of different retail. I'm sure you have some in your local grocer in Marion.
We do. How many seats are in the restaurant, the original here?
There's like 170 maybe.
And there are other locations.
Yeah, we have four other locations around the Toledo area. We have one in Sylvania, we have one in West Toledo off of Secor Road. We have the downtown Packers at the Park, which is by where the Mudhens play, Fifth Third Field, and we have one in Maumee.
Now, are there buns in those stores?
Yes, there are signed buns, not to the extent, back in several years ago, we had our 85th anniversary, and part of that we decided it was always sort of a mystery how people ended up being able to sign buns and what's the criteria and things along those lines, and we set out to intentionally find people from the Toledo area to have them sign buns, and we tried to have these position people that were lived or grew up in Sylvania and to sign buns, and then those would go in Sylvania and then in Secor. But we probably had 30-40 people from the area signed buns in that time. Katie Holmes signed a bun at Christmas when she was in town for some one of her events a couple years ago. She signed a bun for us. And it's been a lot of fun. It's one of the best parts of what I do.
Do you know when they're coming to do the bun?
Sometimes, yes. Other times, people will just sort of ask and say, what's the criteria for this? And you just never know. And then we'll verify it on the computer. And, as long as they're not, as long as we can find out who they are and, verify why they are important to sign a bun, we let them sign a bun.
Yeah. Well, it's a great thing. Now, one thing we do need to mention is that Charlie Evers, our radio icon in Marion, on the air for over 50 years, and Ohio's groundhog, Buckeye Chuck, was supposed to be with us today. Buckeye mm-hmm. Chuck, named for Charlie. Charlie got pneumonia a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, so he is listening today, and we'll be able to come up at some point with Charlie and do that. So we look forward to that. So, Mary Ellen, it's 11:30. Do you want to sign the bun here?
Yes, I want to mention that I remember Hungarian paprikash. Paprikash. That was what we had at our political dinners here.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I was trying to remember when you said that. I thought that's it.
Right. Well, you can have anything on sign your name, and you can put anything on there in addition to that that you would be able to fit on it.
Oh, well, let's see.
Now, for people listening back home in Marion, Mary Ellen signing the bun here. We're live from Tony Paco's in Toledo, Ohio, close to the Maumee River here. Our broadcast this afternoon will go through 3 p.m. Mike Wilson, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft with us here. And a whole lot of interesting things to learn this afternoon. We're also going to get some history, Tony Paco's, which will be tremendous in the 1 o'clock hour when Mike takes over. So it's a tremendous place to be. And we're going to try the food, of course, while we're here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
There we go. The bun is signed.
The most popular signature, I think, ever.
That's exactly right. There we go.
Yes, people like to have my signature.
Yes, I'd like to have a few more of your signatures, too.
The ones on the Benjis,
Beautiful. Now, Mary Ellen, this is a great honor to be up here and to be able to do this with you on this stage.
Yes, and this restaurant is very famous, you know. There's people at Primrose that came from Toledo area and said, oh, you're going to Tony Paco's. I said, yes. Yeah.
A tremendous, tremendous thing. Now, Scott, this is my first time here. When I have a hot dog, how should I have it? How do you have your hot dog?
I have everything on my hot dog.
Everything on.
Yep.
Best way to do it.
That is the best way to do it. And if you like cheese, I would add some cheese. Never cut.
Never cut. Never ketchup on a...
But the sauce is tomato, isn't it?
It has some tomato.
Yeah.
Now, there was some question. A lot of people asked me, is it a hot dog or is it a sausage?
It is actually a sausage that we have. They come to us in a natural casing, and it's about 13 inches long. We do sell those, and it's called the mother of all dogs. But the hot dog is actually quartered. We cut it in half and cut it again, and so it's quartered. And that's what the hot dog is. It's a lot of folks aren't sure why it's cut in half. They don't realize. We did, at one point in time, sell a full hot dog. Based on resounding customer feedback, because it changes the taste profile. It's a fully encased hot dog. It doesn't take on as much of the flavoring from when it's cooked. Brought back. The half hot dog is actually bigger than most hot dogs, and so we're very proud of our hot dog, but there's also lots of other things to eat here that are favorites of folks.
How many employees does it take to run this operation here?
Well, on busier summer days, we'll have 35 people in the restaurant at any one time. The servers, the bartenders, the folks, preparing the food, and the managers themselves. It's quite it's an amazing operation, and especially in the summer when we're busiest.
Is there a lot of takeout?
Quite a bit of takeout. We do also have a catering capacity. We do quite a good amount of catering sales. And the carryout here is, you know, we have a lot of the blue-collar, you know, and refineries and things along those lines, and they'll build quite a business on our Fridays and during lunch and for dinner.
Now, the Maumee River, are there any stories that relate to the Maumee River? Is there a lot of connection with Tony Packers and the Maumee?
I don't know if there's any connections other than there used to be a bridge that connected this side of the river to the other side that Jamie Farr would come across, walk or ride his bike across the river, because he just lived on the other side. When they were looking to put in the interstate, the bridge, they were going to put it right through Birmingham and right past the restaurant. Nancy Packo got involved and had a helicopter take people up and show them what the impact would be and how they have a better route. And so they ended up listening to her input, and they ended up moving, 280, probably a quarter of a mile to the south of the restaurant.
Now, Nancy sounds like a mover and a shaker.
She was quite impressive. She's really someone that really takes the business and you know, bring it to what its foundation to what it is today. She brought in, I mentioned, the Cakewalking Jazz Band that played here for a number of years, and we'd fill the restaurant on Friday and Saturday nights with people. And they weren't the first band that was here, but they were definitely part of, you know, they had their 50th anniversary last year and started them coming in and playing. But that really helped, you know, everybody in the city remembers coming to Tony Packers, where the Cake Jazz Band played, and she was very involved in, you know, getting our you know, take range for food to be taken out to on site for MASH, you know, serve all the cast members our food in California, but she really was a tremendous person, a big person.
Now, are there any members of the family still involved today?
No. He left us last year and on to other things after he spent 50 years with the company, and you know, he's moved on to other things. So he was the last person involved, and he was sort of the ambassador at times for the company as it's now owned by something different.
The food business is a difficult business. People like their food a certain way, and reputation is everything. And to have a reputation like this all these years, how do you keep that going with the business?
Well, we're very, very blessed, well, with folks that are just, one, very true, very proud of the company, and very loyal customers. We also have good fortune of having many of our folks that work for us that have, you know, over 30 years of working for the company. So the gentleman that makes all of our food across the street for all five restaurants, fresh on a daily basis, he's been with us for, you know, over 2 years. And you just can't, you know, replace someone with that kind of dedication and passion for the business. You know, so we're very fortunate that we have, you know, many people that have been with the company for a number of years.
And how did you come?
Well, I initially, my father, I had, you know, grew up in Bowling Green, and my father was a CPA here. I left and worked in a variety of different places. I had my own hospitality recruiting company where companies would hire me, and I'd place folks for them. It was Bob Bennett, who is a 30 or 50 year franchisee for Burger King, and he wanted to keep the company local, and so he bought the company in February of 2012. Well, in 2013, he wanted me to start finding people for both sides of the business. And I was so impressed with him when I talked to him that I said, well, gee, maybe I'm someone you might want to consider. We laughed. I sent him my resume and, worked together for, 3 or 4 months. And then he asked me to come down to his home in Sylvania. And I was one of the first folks to find out that he had cancer. He asked me, because I, offered it when he was out of retirement. Like, it was just an amazing person. I told, at the time I first started working with him, I said, hey, this doesn't work short term, long term. You got a lot of things spinning up on plates here. Call me. I'm in a unique situation. I might be able to help you out. So he said, well, you've mentioned that to me, and can you come in and just take over both businesses? And they'll keep everything moving forward. I'm going to be back. And unfortunately, 3 weeks later, he passed away.
Mm.
But my time was very brief with him. He was, just a tremendous vision to the restaurant industry.
Oh, it sounds like it. What's the best part of your job?
Signing hot dog buns.
I would imagine. Today is the best part. People work. Most people go to work and they do their job, but to be part of a landmark, that has to have some kind of a special feel.
Oh, it does. I not only from growing up in my childhood, but I've always been very proud of Tony Paco's, and to have the opportunity to return and to Toledo area and work for the company has been a blessing.
Mm. Absolutely. Now, later on, we're going to be joined by an historian. People have really studied the great history of this place.
Yes. Jim Beard, who is our resident historian, is going to spend some time with you talking about a variety of different things about Paco's. And it's really sort of a person that knows a little details about various things that may not be common.
Do you have a lot of younger
people? Do have younger folks. We have, our folks have been with us for a long period of time, but, we have long been a place of, for employment for the area that we've been on the east side. Kids, as they grow to, being old enough to work, we're a lot of times the first place that someone worked in the area, and they have a tendency, because it's easy for them, to walk here. They tend to work with us for a long period of time.
Who's your longest serving employee?
I think it's Colette has been here. She's does some bartending on a couple days a week, but I think she's been with us for 36 years.
Mm. It's a tremendous, tremendous run. Mary Ellen, coming from Ohio, being from Ohio, we really have so much in this state that people can see and go to and be a part of.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. I just thought of something else I want to put on the I want to put a dollar sign on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Put the date on there, too.
Oh, okay.
That's a symbolic date.
It's March 1st.
March 1st. Yeah, March 1st. Right. As we head for the spring, is there a season that's particularly busier, Scott?
Well, it's interesting. Our food is more comfort food, and going into the holidays, people come back to town, so we do pretty good business, Thanksgiving to Christmas, but because we're such a landmark, we end up doing quite a bit of business in the summertime, and sort of against the normal trend of eating habits, but we'll do a tremendous amount of business all summer long.
Is there catering involved?
Yes. Yeah. We have a number of, we do anything from dropping off small orders to feeding. I think most impressive catering event that we do is with the STEM event in Bowling Green that's held in the fall, where we serve 4,500 people in like 2 hours.
Mm, that's tremendous.
Yeah, it's an amazing. We've taken a time lapse video of it, and it's just phenomenal. We have 30 people, and there's 4 different lines, and people don't wait in line more than 5-6 minutes.
For you, who have been some of the people stick out in your mind who've come through here?
Well, we had Donald Trump, Mike Pence, at two different times.
How did they have their hot dogs?
Mike had his completely with everything on it. President Trump wasn't able to get to the restaurant when he was in town, but we took him some gift box of our products and gave it to him. But Mike Pence came here, spent about 45 minutes, and it, actually one of our employees that been with us for years works on the food counter, which is how we serve our food during the normal day here, and she had her 60th birthday. The same day and that Mike Pence was here. And you never know when, you know, that someone is going to be here because they just don't, you know, directly tell you that. But and folks are, you know, in here with, you know, when they're dressed, you know, sort of like you and I, and it's in their ears, and next thing you know, we had a big semi and all kinds of, you know, police, you know, vehicles and, you know, vehicles that are unmarked and marked. They actually closed down the street completely. And he was here for 45 minutes.
Now, we talked about Jimmy Carter. What other presidents have been here?
Bill Clinton.
Nope.
He had a little campaign office just down the street. Hillary also signed back. I think it was the second election that he was going through. I guess that's the one that I remember. The Bush, George Bush, had his 1, 2, 3, signed a bun. It's amazing when you count all the names of folks on the walls of who was here. It's hard to say who is more famous than one or the other, but it's amazing who's who of our culture.
You had talked about the working see what the qualifications are and what they did. Are there any people who have signed buns that maybe you would consider to be infamous people but well known people? Where's the rule against them?
We're sort of open now. If the sometimes we'll ones will be here, they'll be somewhere else, or we, you know, won't have a chance to put them up. That happens at times. But, you know, if someone is confident enough to ask and we can verify it, we'll let them sign.
Perfect. We're going to break here in 5 minutes, but stay tuned. We're going to be here through 3 o'clock this afternoon. Mary Ellen Withrow, 25 years ago today, was sworn in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton. And apparently he and Hillary have been here.
Yes, I was glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's very nice.
And Barack Obama
was he here.
It's become a stop now for everybody, and that is a tremendous thing. Actors, sports figures, they all come.
Yep.
Yeah, that's such a nice thing and such a nice tradition. I can't imagine that Burt Reynolds would have ever thought all these years ago this would have turned into a hot dog bun.
Yeah. Amazing tradition.
If he would have signed a piece of paper, where would we have been?
Yeah, exactly. Just by chance.
Absolutely. Mary Ellen, before we break it for the 12 o'clock break here, I do want to go back into that day 25 years ago today. Where does that stand out in your life?
Well, it was a very big moment. It's way up there, Scott. I would rank it pretty high. Yeah.
What went through your mind that morning?
Well, after I was sworn in, I thought, well, now they can't take it away from me. I've got it. You know, you hold your breath until it happens. And so I was thrilled.
And, you know, being, as we have talked, some great, many great things going on here in Ohio, you came back to Ohio to live.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was that important for you when you left office?
Well, my family was here. I wanted to be where my family was. Mm-hmm.
Now that your grandkids have gotten older, what do they think of things that went on when they were smaller and younger?
Well, you know, you'd have to ask them. I think they, you know, they attended everything as far as the swearing ins and all the different times. They were always all there. And I remember Emily was just a few days old when I was sworn in the first time for state treasurer. And it's been a part of their life. And then there's been, you know, children born afterwards that have to just imagine what it was like because they weren't here. Yeah.
When you were treasurer for those 6 years, who were you most excited to meet?
Well, I met a lot of famous people. Probably the King of Norway. Well, I don't know. He really impressed me. And he was loved by his people over there. They thought highly of him. And he wanted me to sign a dollar bill. The minute I walked in, there was a dollar bill. He wanted me to sign it. But he didn't want his picture taken. Yeah, so we didn't get a picture, but I signed it.
Savvy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Autographs are a funny thing, but when you do things like sign money and then sign the buns here, it becomes a great tradition that people don't forget. When I came in this morning, one of the patrons here this morning who was just having lunch, talking about the buns on the wall. Mm-hmm. How many people just walk around here?
Well, quite a few. And they try not to be disruptive to people who are sitting at the table, but since we have them all over the restaurant, they will come through and take pictures of the buns, and it's very popular.
Absolutely. Well, again, we are live here at Tony Paco's. We'll be through 3 o'clock this afternoon. Mike Wilson, Terry Taggett, Sean Kraft with us. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We're going to come back and talk with Mary Ellen. We'll be joined later on by Jim Beard, who's going to fill us in on a lot of the history here. And it's a tremendous time. Now, Mary Ellen, again, the museum in Marion at Primrose, all somebody has to do is call Primrose and an appointment can be set up.
Yes, that's right. And we love to have people come.
1 minute left to go here in this segment of the program. What's your favorite part of the museum?
Well, I really like the Guinness Book of Records and then the $20 bill that I gave John Glenn. I think it's pretty special, especially since it has the date of the flight on it, on the bill. That's the serial number. And, you know, where are you going to find that? You're never going to find that anywhere.
Certainly not. Well, we're going to break here, and then we're going to come back with much more in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned, and we'll be back live from Tony Paco's WWGH Radio's broadcast 25 years to the day that Mary Ellen Withrow was sworn in as 40th Treasurer of the United States. Be back soon.
Are we going to get something to eat?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Dad, you can sit in that chair.
Well, I don't know.